Amen, hallelujah. Today we're going to be reading from the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 to 34. And this is in regards to worry. You know, so often in our lives do we worry a lot, when really, we shouldn't worry at all. Let's see what the word of God says. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly fathers know that your needs and all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Amen. Hallelujah. So we see here that there's nothing that we should worry about. You shouldn't worry about your wardrobe. You shouldn't worry about your food. God is going to meet all your needs. All we have to do is just give it to God. Seek first his kingdom, amen. Press on. God is going to, it's like I said, he's going to take care of everything. But so often is that the world that we live in, it has us worrying about foolish things, worrying about such things, when really, we shouldn't be worried about anything, because we know that, hey, God is going to provide. He's Jehovah Jireh, amen. The Lord is our provider. So there's nothing to worry about, your food, your clothing, your bills. God is going to, I'm telling you, put your faith in God. Exercise your faith. And God is going to show up and show out. Amen. Believe me, I could hear, I could testify to you for days in and days out of how the Lord has always met all my needs. And that's what he'll do. You know, his word teaches us that we shall not lack. God is going to provide. So let's not worry today about anything. Let tomorrow worry about itself. Let's put our love and our faith and our trust in God. This has been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.